With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is threatening lawsuits against both CNN and the New York Times over reporting surrounding recent U.S. airstrikes in Iran. A lawyer for the president sent letters to both news outlets demanding a retraction and apology for falsely reporting that the attack on Iran had set back the country's nuclear program by only a few months instead of years. The Times posted a response rejecting the demands, saying they told the truth to the best of their ability. Chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican Senator Tom Cotton, says President Trump made the right call striking Iranian nuclear sites.
You have seen several experts in the last couple days who, I think it's fair to say, are not Donald Trump partisans. Use words like effectively destroyed, catastrophic damage, set back for years.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says U.S. forces obliterated Iran's nuclear program. A high court ruling comes down on the pro-life side.
The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in the case of Medina v. Planned Parenthood South Atlantic that South Carolina can block the abortion provider from receiving Medicaid money for health services without facing lawsuits from patients. Planned Parenthood complained that an adverse ruling would hinder access to certain non-abortion services. South Carolina's Republican governor and the White House applaud the ruling, even though it was not directly about abortion. And it comes as Republicans push across the country to defund the nation's biggest abortion provider. George Williams, Washington.
A heat dome impacting millions across the central and eastern U.S. starting to lift. Forecasters say temperatures will start falling in the northeast, where places like New York and New England have reported record heat. This is SRN News. Many churches are not big on discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pastor says the hand of God prevented a mass shooting at his Detroit area church over the weekend. An armed man was struck by a pickup truck and fatally shot by security staff before he could enter and attack more than 100 people at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. Pastor Bobby Kelly says he had met the gunman three times in the past, though the man was not a member of the church. The man's mother was a member of the church. This is SRN News. The bulk of the House Democrat caucus votes down an effort to launch impeachment proceedings against the president.
Led by Congressman Al Green of Texas, dozens of Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, voted on Tuesday in favor of beginning an impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump's strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend, a move which numerous Democrats, as well as Republican Thomas Massey, said was unconstitutional. But most of their caucus was against that response to the U.S. involvement in Israel's war against Iran. On Tuesday, the impeachment inquiry vote was defeated, with 128 Democrats joining all present House Republicans and voting it down. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The judge in the Brian Koberger case denies a motion from the defense to delay the trial. Koberger's legal team wanted a delay, saying that the volume of evidence needed to be reviewed. The judge said that they had plenty of time to review the material. Koberger is charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. More details at SRNnews.com.